Single wish. The sun bursts, ripe mango, and you open your eyes to another day for the tasting of sweet, salty, bitter, sour, savoring, absorbing another day for making, loving, mending, for building Rome or retreating underground, of becoming more you. And transcending even the extraordinary. Another indescribable day. Beautiful. And it's all for you. To nestle in the crooks of new poems. To take flight. Capture a little light and shadow in your pocket. Yours for the peeking. Interior. Until you emerge. Ready. To kiss the morning again. Remember, it took some doing. We had to practice. I needed steps, directions, and your willingness eased my smile. Was it over a course of days?
A week.
Each day after school, your auntie in the probe, we in the kitchen smiling, but serious, ready for the lesson. A peck. Was it nylators or blow pops? Apple nylators, yes. A long peck, lingering lips and green candy smiles. Tickle of sweet and sour. Riffle of felines, damaged, or was it used then? JCPenney jeans for me. Over the murmured scandals of Ricky Lake, as we hug, and practice unfolding over days. Dedicated study of size, lessons, between horn beeps, wrap of rhinestoned fingertips on the wrought iron of my kitchen door, signaling time to go. Kisses still new, tentative, savory and green. Taught as school pants in September, squeak of brand new Nikes, blinding white, bounding on the first real day of Detroit spring.
Appreciate the movement forward, sometimes backward, dirty St. Pat's, shifting elsewhere.
Cameo. I've been missing you, Mama. But not the memories of you or the ways you were you for me. But you. Your full throaty laugh and nerdy snort. Your frown. Your foul mouth and excuse my French. Your contradictions, sadness and euphoria, rage and peace, beauty and disbelief. You. Sometimes I see you in the mirror, smiling or focusing on something like a tiny hair. But by the time I realize it's you, the double taken, you're gone. Been missing your voice for 8 years and hearing your words speak through me for half of that. But what I miss more than any recipe or girlfriend advice, any reveling or the smell of bread, is sitting quietly at the foot of your bed, soaking in the newness of you. Instead of this endless summoning of the you that's somewhere in me. Whenever I see the round sours in gumball machines, throwback candy counters, cluttered drugstore aisles, instead of passing them up, certain, without sampling, of their unmagic to make my mouth tin again, mama to my right, Hudson's at our backs, remembering on her face of Jack's and hopscotch, Detroit summers, sleeping six deep on a screened porch, unlocked door, before a crazy comes, penny candy, somebody selling tamales at midnight, thwack of marbles, singe of sour, then sweet suck of goose duck in back teeth, their cool slick in my palm, our smacking laughter, or pink mouth coos over two cute shoes, or furrowed scrutiny of what Penny's calls a sale. Red candy grins, cherry-stained fingertips, flipping through a stack of books, nestled while Mama chewed cherries somewhere grown and brooding. I cannot pass them up. Must always stop. Must at least sample the cherries. Always already too sweet, knowing that they are unfit. I stop, taste, but never despise what I cannot reach.